Once in every show, there comes a moment. We never really know how it's going to hit or when it does. Well, you know, you feel nice, you feel euphoric, you feel focused, yet a little digressive, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's how I feel.
This moment is the ramble. All right.
There we go. Let's ease on into this, shall we? 52 countries sent representatives to Copenhagen, Denmark to compete at the World Barista Championships. Yes, there is such a thing. And an Irishman walked away the winner. Stephen Morrissey of Ireland earned the title after making 4 perfect espressos, 4 foamy cappuccinos, and 4 of his own signature drinks in 15 minutes. That's less than a minute per drink. He did that very complicated math. Morrissey's signature drink is made by flambéing panna cotta, blueberries, chocolate, and espresso. That sounds pretty darn good, actually. All you latte-loving, caffeine-craving folks might want to know that next year's World Barista Championships take place in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, 4, 4, and 4 in 15 minutes is not less than 1 minute. Something else had to be going on there. Someone's going to write in. There's some other drink involved. I can't figure it out right here from the information provided for me. Yes, thank you.
Situation.
Here's a tale of a secret place with pirate ships and castles and little people with U-shaped hands. It is a real place, but it's also the land of make-believe. And it's also in Denmark. It's 3 hours to the west of Copenhagen, only open once a year to select groups of invited guests, the Lego Factory in Billund, Denmark. A behind-the-scenes look at Lego Vault, and you can look behind the scenes, thanks to the video they shot. It's a look at a very special vault of millions of plastic pieces and a few gold-colored bricks issued for Lego's 50th anniversary earlier this year. 4,720 Lego sets, all models unopened. The oldest sets are from the 1950s. Legoland Town System was an instant hit in the 1970s, and the bestseller today is Lego City.
Naked Cowboy?
Know him.
Love him.
Fear him.
Worship him. Robert Burke is his real name. If you've ever been to New York City's Times Square, you see this guy standing there, dressed in his skivvies, playing his guitar.
He doesn't really turn down many media requests.
No, he does not.
He's in a lot of videos.
No, he does not.
A lot of shots. If you want to establish quirky New York, you throw a little Naked Cowboy in there.
He's become a pretty famous guy for creating this character. And he is now suing because someone is trying to rip his character off. He alleges he's the plaintiff in a lawsuit against the company that makes M&Ms. He's suing them for $6 million for trademark infringement.
He trademarked his diaper? What's there to trademark?
It's the whole shtick. It's the Naked Cowboy system of
he
operating.
He trademarked his shtick. I guess that's what you trademark.
That's
I like
what you
it.
Do. At issue,
I'm going to trademark my shtick.
You should, because yeah, next I'm time sure all kinds of people are out there trying to copy
They're
you
trying
right
to take
now.
My shtick. Next time I'm really unfunny, you should trademark that shtick.
At issue, some video billboards depicting a blue M&M dressed in his Naked Cowboy signature outfit. And the Naked Cowboy has won a round in the lawsuit apparently already. U.S. District Court judge ruled against the candy maker's motion to dismiss the suit. So the case goes forward. Naked Cowboy.
It would be cool if the actual blue M&M showed up to court and cried and says, but I get all this mail. And they bring in all the mail to the blue M&M in the diaper. All right, a little less exhibitionist here. On the world stage, Taiwan is considered relaxing restrictions against Chinese actors. As it stands, Chinese actors aren't allowed to act in live theater or perform in concerts in Taiwan. In China, there are no restrictions on Taiwanese performers. Spokesperson for Taiwan's Government Office for Broadcasting Affairs says, "We want to steer cultural exchanges towards a situation of equality and mutual benefit." It's not quite like that on the diplomatic front. There's a lot of drama between the two countries that split in a civil war in 1949. Mainland China still claims the democratic self-ruled island of Taiwan as its territory, and it is threatened to attack the island if it breaks free. That could be, you know, kind of an interesting opera.
Speaking of high or not so high drama, here's a correction on something we rambled about yesterday. Turns out Amy Winehouse does not have full-blown emphysema, as her father told a London tabloid. Yesterday, the singer's publicist told the Associated Press Winehouse has early signs of something that could lead to the lung disease, and that she's still hoping to perform in London this Friday as part of a concert in honor of Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday.
Okay, now, being Amy Winehouse's publicist, is that a good gig or a bad gig?
Depends
good
on
gig,
the day.
Well, good gig, lots of work. bad gig, you got to explain away the craziest stuff that Amy Winehouse
That's
does.
That's why they get paid the big
and
money.
And why are we necessarily believing her publicist when she denies emphysema claims?
We report, you decide, folks.
Something like that.
That's your ramble. All these links and a whole lot more at npr.org/BryantPark.